You ready?
I guess.
There is the old school talking about wrestling. I'm going to actually do that. I'm going to get that done.
Pity the fool.
Yeah, man. I got to get your like vocal track off Skype somehow, and then we'll mix in the sounds. I'll put reverb. It'll be fucking... I got to find an instrumental version of this track. So there's got to be one, so I'll look for it. But
I mean, worst case scenario, in 1 week's time, we are... recording live to tape.
Oh, there you go.
You're inside.
That'd be probably a perfect time to do it. We get the whole group to do it. All right. Carpe diem. And we might have Radioactive Monkey Adam Pearson on the show a bit later. He is currently in New York traffic, so we'll see what happens. Hopefully we can get him on during the show. In the meantime, Carp, are you ready?
I guess. Maybe. I'm motherfucking ready.
There we go. Let's get into the news. Oops, nope, that's not it.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
Live to tape. All right. Which should we start with, Cart?
Well, you forgot the whole intro and the episode number.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that.
This is the show where we have a serious discussion of the non-serious world of professional wrestling. Episode 166. Like I said before, his name is Carp. I am Mr. Old School. All right. Hold on. Where did all my clips go? Did I lose everything? Hold on. Where is the episode? Well, we're in 67. There we go. All right. Take two, ladies and gentlemen. Live to tape. We are ready. We're going to start with Braun Strowman, and he's got an injury card.
That's the rumor.
Well, it's not a rumor. Apparently, it's pretty solid info that he's got a minor shoulder injury. And go ahead.
Minor issues with his elbow. I'm wondering if it's bone spurs, because... Yeah. The timeline for 4 to 8 weeks sounds like something not too severe, especially with rehab. If it's bone spurs, he's fine. He'll be fine. It's shitty the timeline it falls on.
Well, he's going to miss the pay-per-view, right?
If it goes to the full 8 weeks, yes.
Which is, this guy's on the biggest heater ever. And I'm actually liking him. The audience loves the shit out of him because he's beating the shit out of Roman Reigns. But the guy's just on fire. I mean, he's having great matches. He's still green, but he can go. He's just a good big man. You know what I mean? He does it perfectly. And this is just going to completely stunt that growth. I think it's such a shame.
Yeah, no, it really sucks. I mean, like the article says, it is also true most injuries come at the worst times possible.
Yeah.
Well, you can add Braun Strowman to the list of people who have suffered injuries at awful times. Of course, any time is an awful time to get injured. But with Braun's recent momentum and the idea he might be colliding with Brock for the Universal title soon, it is especially awful.
Hopefully he gets better soon. Maybe he can work through it, do promos, whatever. So he's not off TV for too long. But yeah, he's going to miss that pay-per-view. That fucking sucks. We got another injury. Might as well go straight to that one. Emma's also, fuck Emma, man. She just does not get a break. You know what I mean? She's injured herself during a house show. She's injured again. I mean, she just came back from injury, had a complete fuck up of storyline, not her fault. Just they gave her a gimmick she couldn't do, wouldn't have worked. And she comes back for 2 weeks, gets injured again. Hatami, same thing. I'm hoping he doesn't get hurt again. You know, but at what point is like, are you injury prone? Do they just get rid of you? I mean, morally too, I couldn't even imagine how much of a moral setback that could be.
Yeah, I know. That's got to be defeating for sure. I mean, these people are always, here's the thing. If they're not injured, they're not wrestling. Yeah. They're always injured. It's just, they can hide it better than others. It really sucks for Emma. I think, depending on which way the Alexa Bliss situation was going with Raw, you know, Evil Emma, maybe do like a six-pack challenge at SummerSlam or something, who knows? But yeah, this sucks. It really sucks for her. I like Evil Emma. It's a shit deal.
I mean, you know, the Raw and SmackDown rosters, I mean, it's not like there's a shortage of women, but she did have her place. I like the gimmick. She had a bit of a sexy cop fucking the glasses bitch attitude. It worked. I found it worked for her. So it's just fucking another setback. It's like, what do? Do you just try it again if she gets hurt? Goodbye? Or like, how would you handle that?
Well, I mean, that's the issue. They are independent contractors who are working for the WWE. So they're going to, I think she's going to end up with the Sasha Banks thing where they'll put her on TV here and there. But they won't put the title on her anytime soon because they'll think she's injury prone, even though she might just be having, you know, we don't know the severity of the injury either, because they just say she was injured at the show and they sent her home.
Yeah, but apparently, like, she got help from the back and the guy did the X sign and all that. Like,
yeah, but now everybody knows what the X sign is, so it might not necessarily be true.
That's, yeah, it's possible.
You know what? We'll have to wait until there's, I guess, she goes sees Dr. Andrews or yeah. Dr. Blood, Goodblood, or whoever the hell the other...
Dr. Zbac.
No, Dr. Zbac. I haven't heard anything about him recently, okay. So...
Yeah. All right, next news story. In July, WWE will be introducing a new pay-per-view, and Brock Lesnar will be defending his Universal Championship at the event. It was originally believed that WWE would be bringing the Bad Blood pay-per-view back in July, but instead the company decided to introduce the new name, which has baffled not only wrestling fans, but AJ Styles as well. The upcoming pay-per-view is set to be called WWE Great Balls of Fire. And no, that's not a joke. If they were an official list for the most ridiculous pay-per-view names, Great Balls of Fire would definitely be at the top, but alas, it appears that WWE is really going through with this. So they asked AJ Styles about it, and he was shocked. He's like, unfortunately, I don't have the clip. I was running a bit late, but if you want, ask for the show notes. I'll send it to you. And like he's not that he was shitting on it, but he was just like, really? Like, they're going to call this like that name? It just makes no sense to me that they would make such a stupid pay-per-view name. Like, how many fucking writers does this guy have? But Vince is just convinced that this, for some reason, is a good idea. Maybe they're pulling a rib on us, and that's not the name. That's the only thing I can think of. Because I cannot imagine for the life of me that anybody on that staff would think that this is a good idea.
I mean, AJ's response to this was great. Wow, is there going to be pianos everywhere? Is there going to be a hardcore match with pianos? That's all I can think of is pianos everywhere when I hear Great Balls of Fire. Yeah. I mean, unless Great Balls of Fire, they bring Jerry Lee Lewis back. Oh, wait, he's still alive. So I guess back from wherever the hell he is right now and he performs it. It's the stupidest pay-per-view name I've ever heard of, except for maybe something in the indies that might be stupider. I think Vince has lost his fucking mind. So
the only thing I can think of, if it was just... They said, let's fucking troll the bloggers and the smarks and all these websites and just say it's called that and it actually be called Bad Blood or something. That's the only thing I can think that would make sense.
Just, if you're going to do something really stupid, bring back Cyber Sunday.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, you all are about
Taboo Tuesday didn't really work.
You are about your network nowadays, and thankfully they're not pushing Twitter as much as they used to, so.
Yeah, could... One of the only issue I have was when they did that on like a SmackDown or a Raw or on a pay-per-view, it was such a skewed fucking question. Like, I remember the first Taboo Tuesday, they had a couple of legitimate questions, right? But, hey, we got Pearson on the line. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Doing okay. All right. So, Pearson, we're talking about Great Balls of Fire, the dumbest fucking name in history of WWE.
Oh. It is so stupid. And I know they're going to play that fucking song at some point as well.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Vince doesn't want to pay for any rights for anything. So you're telling me they're actually going to go through and actually pay for the rights?
Well, how old is that song? Because I think once it's past 50 years old, it becomes public domain.
I'm not sure if it's... isn't it 75 for... I'd have to check. But to me, it's like 60s. I don't think it's going to be public domain.
1964.
Okay.
So it's public domain.
Let me check. Well, anyways, we'll do that. Let's just say theoretically speaking, it's public domain. Okay.
I think even if it is public domain, we're ignoring the elephant in the room, but it's a fucking terrible name.
Yes, it is. The only thing I could think of is that it's just a rib on the smark sites and the bloggers, and they're not going to call it that. And they wanted to see maybe who the leaker is or something. That's the only thing I can't believe that Vince would be this fucking nuts.
Oh, okay. If that is true, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
I think we're giving them far too much credit by saying that.
All right, our last news story. WWE filmed its pilot for a game show. This is supposed to star R-Truth. I'm not too sure exactly what the format is, but I like the concept. I mean, it's original programming. Carp, start with you. Do you think that R-Truth can carry a game show format on the WWE Network? Carp, are you there?
Yeah, mute. I think R-Truth hosting a quiz show could be quite entertaining. If I had the network, I would definitely give the first episode a shot no matter what. They've already filmed full season, apparently, so it's just, you know, wait and see. But I think it'll be entertaining if they do it properly. If they make a goofy, like, ENC show of awesomeness and things like that, we're looking at something good. And it's something for R-Truth to do outside of Golden Truth.
Do you think it's like a game show kind of format or like a WWE trivia thing?
They haven't said anything. That's the thing. It should be a trivia type game. It should be a fun trivia type game.
What do you think, Pearson? Do you think it's going to go around the route of like a trivia game? Do you think it's going to be like a swerve type thing? I'm trying to figure.
Oh, man. I hope it's not a swerve type thing because the last thing we need is more wrestlers getting sued. it has to be trivia. Or it could go down this kind of pros versus Joes kind of route. Have an element of physicality to it. Kind of like R-Truth doing a sort of like low rent version of American Gladiators. But I think it's good for R-Truth. I think, on a pure economic level, he's on the payroll and he's eating more in catering than he's bringing in sales. So give him something on the network.
Why not? I mean, he's earned it. He's been there for 8,000 years. You know, it's funny if you look at it, because I don't know if you guys remember, but TNA did an angle where they did kind of an invasion type storyline. And like the people in that video were R-Truth was the main one.
Road Dog turned up, yeah. And I ate Mahi Mahi and all that. I think Abyss was there at some point with fucking balloons.
And it's funny to see, like, the people who didn't want to go in there because of fear of blowback, they're nowhere near the company, and the ones that did are in there, like, full-time.
It's so good.
You never know. You never know what's going to happen. I'm sure, like, they didn't even realize. Maybe they knew, but it was just, you know, it was just such an afterthought because TNA itself is an absolute afterthought. But, yeah. Okay. We've done our news for this week. No pay-per-views next week. So let's get into our Keep, Toss, or Improve from Monday Night Raw. Do you know? Because everyone already knows. It's 20-1. Yes, yeah, so you better run. Start with you, Pearson. What's your keep, toss, or improve for Monday Night Raw?
So, whatever the hell that was that Kalisto came out to, kill it and kill it with fire.
Amazing.
I heard it and I thought, it's a new wrestler. Maybe it's Danny Burch. And it was like Kalisto. And I'm like, that is the worst entrance music I've ever heard. It sounds like the internet did in the 90s. Like, get rid of it.
To me, it sounded like the heel theme TJ Perkins should have.
Yes, I absolutely agree with that, but just not for Kalisto.
Do you think they just played the wrong track or what? Like,
no, because they did it twice.
So they definitely,
They did it at the start when he came out to cut that promo. And whenever I see Kalisto with a microphone, my heart swells with joy. Because I know what's about to happen is going to be awesome.
I mean, I love Strowman just picking him up and throwing him everywhere. That, to me, that works. Like, that could be a weekly sitcom of just have Strowman come out and just beat the shit out of him and throw him into random trash cans or objects. That would totally work for me.
Yeah, love it. Love it, love it, love it.
They got to move him to 205 sooner than later, though.
Yeah, he's got to go bye-bye for sure.
He doesn't belong against heavyweights.
A Strowman thing seems to be work. I mean, just in the short term anyways, he's got that injury. I don't know what the fuck they're going to do there. But, Strowman throwing, like, having only access to one arm, it's a lot easier to throw out a 150-pound guy than Roman Reigns. So, and you kill a few weeks of television. So he has served his purpose. But, yeah, I think he's going down to that 205 sooner than later. I agree. Carp, keep the awesome proof for Raw.
Keep heel JP, as I'm going to call him now. I'm digging his heel work a lot. He's playing a really good bad guy, beating up the guys after the matches and things like that. I'm really digging it. Like I said, the only thing he needs is an evil sounding 8-bit intro. Yeah. And I'm 100% sold on him as a heel at that point.
Pearson, you agree?
Yeah, I totally agree. Could they have hammered that new name home any more than they did?
Yeah, seriously. To me, it was the equivalent of Demon King when that fucking came out. Drove me up the wall.
Like, every other sentence. It's just, thank goodness I wasn't playing drinking games for this episode of Raw. I would have been, like, done in if I'd have picked TJP as the thing I drink for. Like, yeah, but as a heel, he's amazing. He's just naturally slimy and a little bit kind of creepy and, yeah, like, love it. Because his face work was a little bit kind of Nickelodeon for my liking. But as a heel, he's superb.
Mine's going to be that tag team gauntlet match. My only improve is going to be the finish. I didn't like that. I found that if you're going to do that, you got to have Sheamus and Cesaro destroy everybody. And the fact that they didn't do that at the end pissed me off a little bit. But I like the idea of the gauntlet and that they're really pushing these guys as a main event team.
Yeah.
You agree, Carp? You guys agree, Carp?
Yeah. No, it's... They gave R-Truth and... Golden Truth a little too much time in that match. They gave Rhino... I felt like they gave Slater and Rhino really long time for that match for some reason.
Well, you're going to remember they're pandering to the to my people. They're pandering to that London crowd.
Yeah, I mean they kind of always do that, right? You know, like, wherever you are, especially if you're in a foreign play, Canada, too, they do that, too. But what about that crowd, Pearson? I found they're kind of dead at times. I find the London crowd usually is more boisterous, more loud, more into it. Was it size?
I don't think it was. As someone that's been in that venue and seen Raw done live, but obviously I'm not in London at the moment, so I couldn't do it. I watched it here in New York. And maybe you can back me up on this or not. I don't know, because I know you're an audiophile like I am. I think they tampered with the audio.
That's, I didn't pick up on that, but I wasn't really paying attention. I had a couple things going on, but that's interesting. Do you mean like they dimmed it down?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. I think they completely dimmed it down in post because it was on a delay.
Yeah, you would think they'd do the opposite, right? Yeah. They'd push up the crowd noise, especially for intros and stuff.
Oh, not that London crowd. The chants they get going are like pure filth.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
The last thing they need is more chants getting over that they don't want getting over. They've already got referees that can't exercise a 10 count without being messed with.
That's thanks to us, by the way.
Yeah, I know, right?
I love it.
Maple syrup and the 10 thing. Good job.
Now the crowd is, I don't know, maybe they were post-edited, but they did seem like they maybe blew their load for Bayley too quickly in the beginning, near the beginning of the show. But you can always hear every episode, boo, and it gets really quiet all of a sudden. Always try and make the home crowd think that the live crowd does not hate Roman Reigns.
Yeah, so. good luck with that, especially in that fucking venue. Jesus,
I was there and it wasn't for TV. I was there in November, and dude, the roof nearly came off the building. Like, I've never heard like so many grown men scream "fuck you, Roman" in unison while loads of 12-year-old children looked upset and confused.
I love it. All right, let's get into SmackDown. All right, Carp, you start it off. Let's get your Keep Tosser Improver SmackDown.
Improve what they're doing with Luke Harper. That man has so much talent, and they're squandering it.
What the fuck? He jobs to Eric Rowan. I do not get that.
Unless this is a build towards a good feud, but I don't know what the hell's happening, man. Harper deserves more. I've seen him do it on the indies. I saw his potential with the Wyatt family, and now they're doing fuck all with it.
And he's in sick fucking shape now. Like, what did he drop? Like 50 pounds?
He's lost. Yeah. I don't get it. They have so much potential with that guy. It's ridiculous.
What do you think about shaving the beard or trimming it?
I know. You keep it.
I find it just there's too many guys with fucking big beards now. You know what I mean?
Well, it's the style. I mean, look at me. I used to always shave, and then I decided this year, fuck it, I'm growing a beard. So.
Yeah, you turned into fucking hillbilly fucking tree chopper there.
Yeah, during my softball party.
Davy Crockett, fuck.
I was compared to the Duck Dynasty family, so.
Amazing. Pearson, let's get your keep Doster improved for SmackDown.
This Dolph Ziggler Nakamura thing needs improving. I don't like the mic work. It's just going nowhere quickly. I've got no doubt the match is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
But for this, I know who the real Shinsuke Nakamura is and everything. He's just getting on my nerves. Dolph Ziggler's got on my nerves for about a year now.
He just, even that promo this week, he's just missing something, man. The fans were just not into it at all until Nakamura came out. He just, I don't know. He's lost his touch. That's all I can say. Whatever. He's just missing something, man.
He just, yeah, I don't know what it is. When you get, when someone that doesn't speak the language out promos you, you know you're going to maybe rethink your strategy here.
Yeah, and he said three fucking words, too.
Yeah, and then just completely outdid him.
I wonder if he's just writing out the rest of his contract until it's done, and then he's going to go move on to comedy full-time and the other things that he's been wanting to do.
But he doesn't seem like the type that'll mail it in. So that's what I don't get.
No, I think maybe with promo work, particularly for Dolph Ziggler, less is more. And he tries to do this like big, grandioso, verbose, Miz, Chris Jericho-style promo. And really, all he needs to do is just like get in the ring and just be like, I'm better than you are. And walk out.
My keep this week is going to be the Fashion Police again. I am loving these vignettes. They're so good. These two are on fire. Crowd was loving the Fandango thing. That was cool. These guys are over-the-top faces. It makes sense to do that. I just can't get over this fucking team name. It's stupid. Call them the Fashion Police. If you can't call them the Fashion Police, call them something around the Fashion Police. The Breezango just doesn't make any sense. That's all they have to do with this team and push them, and they will get fucking mad over. What do you guys think?
It might change in 12 days, because in 12 days, they're going to be fighting for the Bud titles in 12 days. And they're doing something else in 12 days.
It worked, though.
12 days away from 12 days of Backlash in 12 days.
You know what, though? Listen, crap on it all you want. The Uggos, it fucking worked. I love that promo. Loved it.
They are so funny. This is the funniest thing. This is how funny our Truth and Goldust think they are.
It was, I don't know. It was entertaining. All right. Who won the week this week, Pearson? Was it Raw or SmackDown for you?
I am going to give it to SmackDown.
And Mr. Carpe Diem?
SmackDown.
Is that 3 in a row? 3 weeks in a row, SmackDown's won?
Well, didn't we only start it last week?
True. Yeah, yes. So SmackDown is a 2-week winning streak going. See what happens next week. Let's get into feedback. Start with emails. All right. First one comes from Mikey Misfit, or Mike's Misfit. I think he meant Mikey Misfit. Coming back every week with content. Love it. Thank you so much. All right. Hi, guys and gal. Well, not this week. Hubby. Hi, guys of the Wrestling Squared Circle. Fucking neighbors upstairs, man. I'm telling you, I hate it. Yo, man. Yeah.
I actually heard that one. It sounded
fucking
like they dragged
neighbors,
something.
Neighbors, man. Yeah. Maybe I'm going to go up there and punch him in the face. Yeah. The cream. Hi, guys and gal.
Make sure you
What?
Make sure you're taping the promo when you cut it on your upstairs neighbor.
I will. Don't worry. Hi, guys of the Wrestling Squared Circle. Got a couple of quick questions for you this week. One, do you think it will be beneficial for the Braun and Reigns feud to go to the next level and add Lesnar and the title to the mix? Carp, you go first.
I think it should just be Braun and Brock. And whoever wins, obviously Roman goes after. So
it sounds good, too. Braun and Brock. I don't know. Maybe it'd be like an ambiguously gay duo as well. But that it makes sense. I want to see it now. I couldn't have said that 6 months ago. It's a unique match too. So I'm looking forward to it. Reigns and Brock, we've seen it. It's done. Braun and Brock. I wouldn't do the three. I'd do Braun and Brock. What do you think, Pearson?
I agree. I think if you'd have told me when Strowman first turned up that I'd be jazzed to see him in the ring with Brock Lesnar, I'd be like, you crazy fool. But I want to see it. I think it's going to be a real stiff-looking match. I don't know how long this injury is going to keep him out for, and I don't know what their backup plan is. I've got a funny feeling, which will also be quite good. But I think Braun Brock is the moneymaker that everyone wants to see.
Next question. Agree or egregious, the Miz will become Universal Champion within a year. I would agree. I think it'll be a placeholder, though. It won't be a long-term reign. But I do see them giving him the belt with nefarious, for nefarious reasons. Like, you know, Maryse interferes or he takes advantage. Maybe he wins. Well, no, it's Money in the Bank SmackDown this year. He somehow gets into some kind of four-person, five-person title match and somehow squeezes with the belt. And that transfers to another guy. That's how I see it happening. And yes, I do see it happen. Pearson, your thoughts?
Egregious. Just Raw is just too stacked with talent. Him going over there in the Shake Up was the worst thing that could happen to him. Would he'll get the Intercontinental title again? That's a damn sure. But in on the same show as people like Seth Rollins, Brock Lesnar, Finn Balor. It's completely stacked.
Garp, what do you think?
I do believe he deserves it. However, him getting moved over to Raw probably isn't going to help him with the quality of people on that show. Now, if he were over on SmackDown, give Ginger a little bit of a run to help them promote their India thing.
Ginger?
I called him Ginder.
Ginger Mahal. Okay, maybe I should.
Ginger Mahal. Yeah, Ginger Mahal. The redheaded Indian. So.
Oh, that'd be Sami Zayn.
Well, he's Syrian.
Oh, whatever. Same thing.
But yeah, he does deserve it for all the work he did on SmackDown. That's why he got moved over to Raw. When it would nefarious means, and Money in the Bank's supposed to be SmackDown only, but to me, I would do then a Money in the Bank match on Raw the next night or something. There has to be at least two Money in the Bank holders. Hell, I'd have a women's Money in the Bank match on that. If they're doing Money in the Bank, all the titles. On SmackDown.
I would agree with that. I like maybe max two. I don't even mind the one, but with the roster split, it makes sense to do one each.
And they haven't stated if this Money in the Bank will be SmackDown exclusive.
Yeah, it is. It's SmackDown exclusive. Okay. That's what I've heard. Well, I've heard it's exclusive.
Yeah.
Pearson, have you heard otherwise? Have you heard it's exclusive or is it mixed?
Yeah, it's exclusive. I think I heard it a while ago. Vince had completely forgotten about it.
Wouldn't be surprised. All right. He also says, have a great weekend. Always looking in from the outside, Mikey Misfit. Thank you very much, sir. All right. Our next email. Oh, fuck. I didn't pull it up. Live to tape. Oh, no. My password's wrong. All right. Carp, fill in some time. Fantastic. All right, that's great. Our next.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Okay, thank you very much for the entertainment, Carp. Our next email comes from Mr. Fourth Row. Hey, it's me. It's me, Mr. Fourth Row, in an email submission this week. With Mother's Day this Sunday, what segments are memorable for you involving mothers? For me, of course, Judy Bagwell on a forklift match.
I was going to say, damn you, Mr. Fourth Row.
Shelton Benjamin's mama, and of course, Mark Henry giving birth to a hand.
Mark Henry giving birth to a hand?
Yeah, I think he meant Mae Young, but yeah. Mark Henry being the father of a hand, I guess. What are your best memories for Mother's Day, Mr. Fourth Row? That's not my view from the cheap seats, not from the most expensive seats, but from the fourth row. A bit on the spot there. Do you guys have one off the cuff?
I was going to go with the Judy Bagwell on a pole match, but that one's been taken.
Maybe the Linda getting slapping. It's the first one I could think of.
Or the whole Linda McMahon in the wheelchair thing, but that was Vince. That was the wife's day. That's a really tricky question.
So, like, how many moms have been in wrestling? You know, like, there's not that many. I can't off the cuff. I'm trying to think of anything. I'm mostly WWE biased, but yeah, Shelton Benjamin.
Oh, that fucking Breach Club thing that Brodus Clay did at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
That was so bad. Mama Benjamin.
It's the birth of the hand. That's the most memorable one. And then, I do remember Shelton Benjamin's mama and Judy Bagwell. And then Judy Bagwell calling in sick for him. That was the rumor.
Well, I heard
decades.
That's bullshit. Buff said it's bullshit.
Yeah, no, he's on Chael Sonnen's podcast, and he's like, what top talent would have his... Because Buff believes he's top talent.
Yeah.
But the only person who says he's top talent who I believe is actually Cyrus. So that's me, though. No, I mean, you don't... Outside of maybe Linda slapping Stephanie or...
That's the only one I can think of, honestly.
There's not many. There's maybe five total I mean, if you consider when Karma came down and said she was having a child, but, you know, that didn't end well in the end, unfortunately.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Sorry, Mr. Fourth Row. We jobbed on that question.
I mean, there's not exactly, it's not exactly a motherly business to be in.
That's true. Hopefully you email us back next week. All right. This comes to the end of the show. Feedback is done. I didn't check the tweeter. I don't think we got anything from the tweeter. If I missed anything, I'll mention it next week. Mr. Pearson, it was kind of quick there, but thanks for coming on. What would you like to plug and final thoughts?
Final thoughts. London shows are always a weird one for TV because not a lot happens.
Yeah.
Because of spoilers, time change, etc. Two of my friends went, and their one bit of fever was rewatching Shinsuke Nakamura wrestle, life goal achieved. So good for them. Hi, Chris and Patrick, if you're listening. Follow me on Twitter at Adam_Pearson. Keep an eye out for some exciting stuff that I'm currently working on. And I am about to go and get dinner with Robin from The Good Wife. Oh, yeah.
Fuck you. Carp, who are you having dinner with tonight?
I'm going to use my left hand instead.
There you go. Change it up.
as it is already 9 p.m., I've already eaten dinner. Nonetheless, for plugs and final thoughts, as always, at Killer Carpe Diem for personal things, at All Beer Inside or allbeerinside@gmail.com. We will be recording on May 19th. Get your stuff in, people. Or else it's just going to be me talking about beer and beer-related things, and then us doing some sort of tournament of women or cereal or who knows.
Two scoops of raisin.
Raisin Bran. Our last episode proved we're all old fucking men.
Raisin Bran got to the semifinals.
Raisin Bran won it, dude.
Well, no, we did that as a joke. It actually got to the semi.
I don't know. Anyways. And CFL Easy Picks will be starting within the next month. We'll be coming back.
We got to figure a schedule, and that we'll talk about that off air.
That'll get decided. As well, StableWars.com. We're always looking for new members. You can win DVDs for free. You don't even have to pay for shipping.
Sign
free
up, you DVDs. Fucks.
Free DVDs. I tweet about each event that we do. And that's it. And if you're listening to us in Montreal, come and play beer pong in LaSalle on May 20th. There's a big tournament. Prize is $1,500.
There you go. Check it out. All right. I am STFU Old School on Twitter. Don't be shy. Send me a tweet. Say hello. Wrestlecast@gmail.com as well if you want to get your email heard. And don't be shy. I want to play some voice clips. Record something, you fucks. All right. So for Adam Pearson Carp, this is Mr. Old School saying thanks for listening.